The thing that I would harp on the most is using Salesforce's baked in description field. I mean, it sounds silly, but as you're going through the org, you know, every time you create a new field, every time you create a new automation, there is a section there to describe what's happening in that field or what's happening in that automation. And so that's really the first, you know, for my advice to any admin that's getting started with an org is that anytime they're doing any sort of configuration, they should put in a description within Salesforce itself. So that's number one. That helps us immensely because you can just scroll through fields or flows or pretty much anything that's not code essentially and see what it is that it's intended to do. That's sort of number one. The other thing is, you know, any sort of documentation, whether you stick that in a SharePoint or a Google Drive, it doesn't matter as much to me so long as whatever document that you're building is a live document. Meaning, and it can even be sort of a stream of consciousness thing for me. I mean, oftentimes what we'll do on the delivery side of things is we'll create a deployment doc as soon as the project starts. Right. So anytime any of us on the team, whether it's an analyst, consultant, tech lead, or myself, the architect, anytime we've built anything, we will put that in that document and say what it is and why we did it. And the document isn't super well organized, but it helps us a lot because we understand, again, sort of like a stream of consciousness, what exactly has been done over the course of time.